Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, December 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news now, on December 7th, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office hosted an employee Christmas dinner and an award ceremony recognizing the exemplary efforts throughout the year by their staff members. Please join the Hardy County Sheriff's Office in congratulating our men and women of law enforcement on their achievements. Happening in Sebring, the Sebring Police Department is asking for help in locating an Apple iPhone that was stolen from the victim's residence in a recent homicide on Nansui Avenue. They believe the iPhone may have been discarded somewhere along Lakeview Drive near the downtown area. If anyone has found or finds an iPhone in this area or knows of someone who did, please contact the Sebring Police Department immediately at 863-471-5108. Once again, 863-471-5108. To remain anonymous, you may also call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477 or **TIPS from a cell phone. Your local events at 7 o'clock tonight. The forecast calls for snowflakes in downtown Sebring. This week, you can experience snow in Circle Park from December 13th through the 16th each night at 7 p.m. Snow in Circle Park is a free event and corresponds with Carousel of Lights. And happening this Friday in Wauchula is Palooza in the Park, presented by Mosaic and Main Street Wauchula. It's every third Friday starting at 6 p.m. This Friday, they'll have trivia. Alcohol is permitted in Heritage Park for Palooza in the Park. They do ask that you don't bring any glass containers, though. If you do have an alcoholic beverage, you must bring your own bottle or can or purchase one from the pub or at Giovanni's. Your jobs here in the area, Chambers Protective Services is looking for a solar farm guard. A driver's license and overnight availability are required. Day and night shift and 1 year of security experience are preferred. Intuit is looking for TurboTax Live work from home associates in time for tax season coming up. Minimum 3 years of paid tax preparation experience and a background in business, finance, or accounting are required. And Fresenius Medical Care is looking for a patient care technician. A high school diploma or GED is required. Previous experience in patient care in a medical facility is preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/HardyMidday. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 82. 1% chance of rain. Your current conditions mostly sunny. Shade temperature 77 degrees. Your maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds northeast at 8 miles per hour with gust up to 15 miles per hour. Your humidity is humid at 68%. Air quality is fair. The dew point 66 degrees. Cloud cover 10%, 10 miles of visibility, and your cloud ceiling was 6,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog toward morning, lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs around 80, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, chance of rain 20%, and Wednesday night, mostly clear, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the mid-60s and east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. wheat exports are slowing due to high prices and rising global production, according to the USDA's latest monthly WASDE report. According to agriculture.com, the report is forecasting the smallest wheat export total, 840 million bushels, in 7 years, and U.S. export prices are expected to remain elevated for the rest of 21-22, further diminishing U.S. competitiveness. Australia will harvest a record wheat crop of 34 million tons thanks to abundant rainfall and near-record yields. A California jury found Bayer's Roundup weed killer was not the cause of a woman's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, delivering the chemical giant to its second trial victory over claims the popular herbicide causes cancer. AgriMarketing.com reports the jury in San Bernardino County found Danetta Stevens' cancer was not caused by her exposure to Roundup and its active ingredient, glyphosate. Bayer says the verdict was consistent with the evidence. October was a strong month for U.S. red meat exports. USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation shows beef export value continued to soar. October's pork exports were well below last year's large total, but year-to-date shipments have remained slightly above the record pace of 2020. Beef exports reached 115,700 metric tons in October, while export value climbed 48%, the second highest total on record, behind only this past August.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's latest crop reports had some upward adjustments for cotton. Production is up 25% over the last season. The World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski discusses some of the changes in December.
Domestically, cotton was one of the few commodities for which we got new production data from NASS. With that, they gave us a revised yield estimate, U.S. cotton yield estimate, up 5 pounds per acre. So a relatively small production increase for cotton. We didn't make any changes to any of the other major balance sheet components in terms of domestic mill use, exports, or ending stocks. A small amount is all going into the residual category. And no change this month as well to the season average market price for cotton, sticking with 90 cents per pound.
And while the price didn't change, 90 cents per pound is almost 20 cents higher than the last year. The reason cotton's price is remaining high has something to do with the pandemic. COVID shutdowns and regulations on travel translated into spending on physical goods like clothing. Relative to the same period in 2019, consumer spending on apparel has been up 25% over the past 6 months, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The data shows that normal rates of spending growth for apparel are 2 to 3%.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks pull back below their recent record levels on Wall Street as the market's momentum slows down following its best week since February. The S&P 500 fell 0.9%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average also fell 0.9%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gave up 1.4%. Technology, energy, and travel-related companies had some of the biggest losses. NVIDIA, General Motors, and Devon Energy were among the biggest decliners in the S&P 500. Pfizer rose after announcing a deal to acquire Arena Pharmaceuticals. The Dow was down 320 points to close at 35,650. The NASDAQ lost 217 to 15,413. The S&P dropped 43 points to 4,668. New York oil fell 38 cents, closing at $71.29 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. Just six games in the NBA yesterday, and the Nets' top player drops 50.
Kevin Durant produced the best scoring performance in the NBA this season, leading the Nets to a 116-104 win over the Pistons. Durant scored 51 points on 16 of 31 shooting, grabbed 7 rebounds, and had 9 assists. It was the best scoring performance ever at Little Caesars Arena.
Dave Ferry reporting. The Bucks continue their hot stretch, dispose of the Knicks 112-97. The Mavericks beat the Thunder 103-84. Jalen Brunson 18 points, starting in place of injured star Luka Doncic. Spurs beat the Pelicans to win for the fifth time in 9 games, 112-97. Timberwolves snap a 5-game skid and an 8-game slide against the Trailblazers, who now have a 5-game losing streak of their own, 116-111. And the Lakers down the Magic 106-94. This is SRN Sports. Short schedule on the ice. The Predators completed 3-game sweep of their trek through the New York metropolitan area, posting their 5th straight win in the process, 1-0 of a shutout of the Rangers. Rookie forward Philip Tomasino scored early in the second period for Nashville, which beat the Devils, Islanders, and the Blue Shirts in a 4-day stretch. Andrei Burakovsky notched his first career hat trick in leading the Avalanche to their 4th win in a row, 3-2 over the Panthers. Burakovsky got his 3 goals in the span of 12 minutes and 5 seconds from late in the second into the third. Knights skate to a 6-4 win over the Wild. Vegas wins for the ninth time in 12 home games. Thatcher Demko stopped 29 shots. The Canucks improved to 4-0 under new coach Bruce Boudreau by topping the Hurricanes 2-1. And Troy Terry scored his second goal of the game on a penalty shot in overtime to give the Ducks a 3-2 win at St. Louis. Buddy Robinson also scored. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and always online at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: at a recent job interview, I was asked to describe myself using three words. I replied, "Not very good at math." Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.